I'm Rabia Shabnam. I'm a master's student in ECS program, North Dakota State University. Today, my topic is arsenic exposure perspective on risk assessment. So now, the overview of my presentation will be like introduction, goal of the risk assessment, health exposure assessment, dose assessment, epidemiological studies, methods to measure arsenic. So, to introduce this topic, first I will start with arsenic is in the form of arsenic 3 and 5, which causes health hazard. So, the WHO guideline for the arsenic in drinking water is 10 microgram per liter. So, if a person drinks 2 liters of water, then 20 microgram per 2 liters of arsenic, it's the daily intake. So, the arsenic in groundwater is an international problem. So, as we know, arsenic is very well known for variety of cancers. So, the major risk factor and risk assessment is needed here for arsenic is because of the cancer risk assessment, if you say exactly. So, if there's a short-term exposure of arsenic, then the effect is not much, like just it's all the mild causes. Like vomiting, nausea, etc. But if it is for the long term exposure, then there are too many variety of cancers, and also later even it has diabetes and vascular diseases. So we can have the dose response relationship of arsenic with arsenic derivatives or arsenic metabolites like MMA or DMA in urine, which causes risk in skin or bladder cancers. So now coming to the arsenic risk assessment, we can classify it. Usually if you speak about risk assessment, it is nothing but the scientific side effects of scientific side of the story. So if then it can be classified like hazard identification, or that is here I would like to give an example about the arsenic risk assessment of Bangladesh, where first the particular chemical, that is arsenic, which was causing health hazard was not identified. That's why hazard identification is important. Then it comes to the dose response assessment. Here you can have the human exposure. And then coming to the exposure assessment, we need to determine the size of the population, how much it is affected, high exposure or low exposure. Next, the how to characterize the risk, it is the related to the public health problem. And managing the risk is what to do with this risk assessment. So for the goal of risk assessment is you need to know the adequate quantity and quality of the data which is concerned, what is the source of the exposure, either it is through air, water or through soil, etc. Then if you classify this into dose response relationship, you should know the metabolism of the particular contaminant, that is here in my case I have taken arsenic. So the good arsenic risk assessment, it depends upon the epidemiological data of the measure to measure the risk and what are the risk factors and the diseases concerned with this. That's how we can classify it, dose response relationship. Now in the risk assessment, I have taken the two critical issues of arsenic risk assessment, that is metabolism or methylation in the dose response relationship and the role of internal cancer. What kind of exposure is there, like high or low? If there is high exposure, it can be measured very easily. And how arsenic can be measured using analytical methods, or you can say biomonitoring of arsenic. What is the human health exposure assessment for arsenic is, if you know the arsenic, inorganic arsenic contaminant in water, in drinking water, what kind of cancer it causes and how it is exposed, and the epidemiological studies for the human health exposure assessment, where I have done a few case studies. I have picked up from the few case studies from Bangladesh, India, China, and Taiwan. What is dose assessment? Dose assessment is nothing but the dose which causes the health impact, and what is the route of the exposure, and the lifetime cancer risk probability is 1 into 10 to the power of minus 5. Now, coming to the major part of my topic is the arsenic metabolism. Arsenic metabolism, to elucidate the metabolism of arsenic, we know the toxic profile, or we should know the toxic profile of arsenic, and what is the arsenic metabolism, how it takes place, we should know the pathway of that. And when someone who is exposed to the arsenic, arsenic gets metabolized in the body system because it is taken up by the liver cells very easily, and later it causes various kinds of cancer. Especially studies have done on lung, bladder and kidney cancer, and this in different areas and in different geographical locations it differs. Because if you take the example of case study of Taiwan, there you can see black food disease. This is the in vivo metabolism of inorganic arsenic, where arsenate 5 is converted into arsenic 3 and MMA, then to DMA and DMA, which are excreted in urine, and these are the major metabolites. Which are methylated in the cytosol of the cell, and MMA5 and DMA5 and MMA5 are not that toxic, but MMA5 and DMA5 are more toxic than this, which are the culprits for the arsenic metabolism. The excreted DMA percentage, which gives the indicator for the metabolism. So, the metabolizing of this inorganic arsenic, which differs and affects the organ system, that is especially, as I mentioned, like 2-3 types of cancers. There are too many studies done on this evidences of arsenic risk assessment throughout the world. If it is greater than 150 microgram per liter, which shows it is at the higher risk. But in Taiwan, if it was like 100 microgram per liter, which showed risk, and even in Bangladesh, it was like greater than 50 microgram per liter, which has caused a major factor of risk of arsenic in Bangladesh and India. The arsenic exposure and arsenic methylation, it affects related to the skin cancer and bladder cancer, where you can see the mortality rates, like if it is exposed greater than 300 micrograms per liter, mostly the effect is much more in men in lung and bladder cancer, and also in kidney cancer. In kidney cancer, women has much more effects, and where the mortality rate is high. Now coming to the in Bangladesh and in India, in 1950s, until 1950, the wells were pumping very clear water. After 1950, it's because of the mining, and it is the natural geothermal water hazard which caused arsenic risk, where the most of these organ systems were affected, which caused several hyperkeratosis or skin lesions. Factors like this, and lung cancer, goiter, etc. This is how, if there is skin lesions due to arsenic, you can see something like this. And the epidemiological data in US, if there is 3 microgram per liter, the effect is not much. If it is 20 microgram per liter, then the cause of the bladder cancer and the lung cancer is more. So now coming to the analytical methods to determine arsenic, or we can say the biomonitoring studies are necessary for to identify arsenic as a contaminant. So in we can analyze in HPLC, capillary zone electrophoresis, and ICP-MS, or which detects at 400 to 500 ppd. And the in the solid samples, we can use X-ray absorption techniques. This is how we can determine the total arsenic in urine and also even in blood. But though it is very expensive methods, but if it is risk to determine the risk factors, the researchers have used this to identify the cancer by analytical methods. Even we can use gas chromatography along with ICP-MS. And for the arsenic of gaseous or volatile species can be determined. In HPLC ICP-MS, the HPLC, it detects only arsenic sugars and also some of the arsenic metabolites. But ICP-MS doesn't give the molecular, it gives the molecular information, but it doesn't give the structural information of the arsenic. The ESIMS, it gives the binding stoichiometry of the arsenic, and this DMA5, it is detected by electron spray MS. The separation of inorganic arsenic by ion pairing chromatography can also be done, where arsenic 3, DMA 5, MMA, arsenic 5, everything, all these things can be detected by ion pairing chromatography. This is this ICP-MS chromatogram of 10 microgram of arsenic species, where it gets detected like arsenate, DMA, MMA, and arsenic 5. To summarize this, we know arsenic as toxic and carcinogenic, but to sort out the risk of this exposure and the dose response relationship is very important. So we have to manage this risk management. As we know, arsenic is well known as carcinogenic, but here I just want to point out that even it is used as a chemotherapeutic agent, that is for acute promyelocytic leukemia. Here are my references, and I would like to acknowledge Dr. Chintia Besbarua and all my classmates. Thank you.